Good morning. Happy Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. Value First Nation, LinkedIn friends, hope you're doing well today. We are here for another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. Mr. Nico, how are we doing?
Doing well, sir. Doing very well. Outside of everything else that's going on, got Inbound just a couple weeks away. Outside of that, got the Value First AI Summit just a couple days away. It's a few days away, but 28th, August 28th, if you guys haven't signed up already, Value First AI Summit. It's the first one of many. It's going to be a ton of them. It's the first virtual one. I'm sure eventually it's going to turn into a physical one. So it's good to get in on the ground level for one thing. And for another, like, everybody on LinkedIn that you know that knows anything about AI is going to be there. Like, all of us. But all of us. Aaron Wiggers, me, like, everybody. Oaks, Chris, George, everybody. Like, everybody I know that knows what you want to know about AI is going to be there all day. So all day you get to come in, you get to check out awesome sessions, you get to talk with like seriously expert professionals about whatever your issues are. You get to ask all the questions you wanted to ask, and you get to basically, in some cases, you get to listen to us debate and talk about some really interesting topics. So definitely check that out. Jump on either Chris's page, my page, Clemens' page. Clemens going to be there. You know, there's so many people, I can't keep it straight at this point. But it's like 25 now, like 25 plus experts.
Yeah, we're getting up there. And it's all about just creating the space for this stuff to get shared. Like, we're all doing stuff in silos. This data problem that is super important for the foundation of AI to work for you, like, it's solvable. We haven't solved it yet because people solve in silos and try to address it in various ways that have not worked. So we're going to try something new, just bring a bunch of awesome people together next week for the data summit. And it's going to be a good time. Everybody wants to talk about signals, which is probably a good thing. I think that's at the heart of it. Like, there's a few different sources that have led to Value First, and one of them is the leads trap. And if we could just pull that word out and just like throw it out, it would solve for so many issues. Looking forward to that. And it's going to be a good time. Don't expect you to show up all day, obviously. But most of the value is just getting the expert content and expert knowledge shared, and it will be available on demand in a portal of your own, just in time for Inbound. So we're excited for that for sure. We're also excited, and why we show up every day, about this pace of change. And literally, it's about a month ago, actually. I kind of laughed when you said a week ago. We're like, all right, for our Sunday show, Tech Stack Reimagined, we're like, all right, time to get serious about N8N. Let's get in there and let's start setting it up. Claude MCP is available now to help with N8N. And we got a little bit a ways, not far. Next day, Google dropped Opal, and I'm just going to play this video first, and then we'll unbox it together, because it's
I forgot that I did actually throw like a little something together.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, just the one that you shared today, and I need to share with sound. Let's see here. There, window. There we go. Play.
Today, I want to tell you about Opal. It's an experimental product exploring the future of building with AI models and prompts. We want to deliver a product that gives users more control and transparency over combining all the capabilities of Google models without having to code. Come build in the open with us and shape the future of this product. Let's see what it can do. There are two ways to get started. You can remix apps from our gallery, or you can create your own apps from scratch by clicking Create New. Let's chain together Google models in this example to do deep research on a topic, draft a blog post, and create video to go with the post. Opal takes the logical description of your flow and creates an AI mini app. Let's check it out. Click Start to run the app. Let's enter Future is No Code as the topic and Tech Freelance Blogger as the use case context. While we wait for Opal to work its magic, let's look at how you can share and edit. To deploy and share, click on Publish Opal and send the URL to a friend or colleague. To edit, let's dive behind the scenes. Opal converts your app description into a multi-step workflow with inputs, generation steps, and output steps. You can click into a step to see the prompt or instructions and edit them directly. For ultimate control, users can build these multi-step workflows directly by adding steps from the toolbar. Heading back to the app view, Opal has generated our blog post and video. We want to see what you build with Opal and shape the future of building with AI models and prompts together. Join us on Discord and try it out.
Oh, man. You know, one of the most common things I saw early on when people were developing apps for AI were these like builders, like these canvas style builders where you like take some of this and you connect it here and
no code builders.
And then Google just like, boop. By the way, we've got a whole stack here like to make it work without requiring any extra.
And I get it.
You see a blog and the video.
Yeah.
Created.
It's nuts, man. Like the, I don't know. It's nuts, honestly.
Yeah. So let's, I'll share your screen now. We can just talk about it while we show people what's up.
So yeah, let me, back up real quick. Okay. So this is kind of, this is what like the Opal, homepage looks like. And it is very much like, I don't know. It's kind of what you're thinking. If you've used any edit at all, you'll have an understanding of kind of what this whole setup is like. But this is like the no code aspect of it, where what you're doing is like, you'll start off with, and it's almost like it's an application. It's a lot of things. It's really cool. So you'll start off with like just some type of input node, and then you can start directing it from there. And like what you want to have happen. So like in this particular case, I have a marketing content, genie, I think, or generator, one of the two. And, what it does is it takes your initial subject of interest, and then it goes and starts searching for topics of interest. And once it finds a topic of interest, it comes back and asks you to choose from one of those. Then it goes into a profile audience. So it takes your topic and actually goes and builds like an audience profile of the people that you want to target. And then it takes that plus your topic, the audience plus your topic, and goes and writes a blog article. Based on the blog article and the profile, it creates a hero image. And then based on that hero image and the blog article topic, it creates a video. And then based on all of that, it's going to generate a web page that's going to contain all of that content off of a prompt and a topic selection. From a user standpoint, that's all they had to do was start with a subject and give it a suggestion, and off she goes, right? So, like, it's about to finish. I wanted to start it before now so we don't have to sit and wait. But this is essentially what it would look like from an app standpoint. You would just hit start. I would just hit Legos. And so now you can see it's already going on the process here of searching for the most sought after topics of interest. So now it's come to the choose your topic. And now I choose from any of these Lego topics here. So let's go with investment collectability. That's what everybody's going for, right? So that we finish that. Now it's going to go look up our profile audience, right? So it says, what's the subject? What's the topic? Here's the prompt for it. And it's using Gemini 2 Flash. So you can go between whatever you want. If you needed it to do audio, you could use basically Notebook LM's engine, Image Gen 4. Now we've got VO, obviously, so you can do video as well. You can even do deep research, right? And then plan and execute. I haven't even messed with this. This is new for me. I'm sure for some of you guys, you're like, well, Nico, you're like 3 weeks behind. I don't play with all the toys.
Nobody's saying that.
I haven't seen this. This is nice. So stuff from Google Labs is coming into this, which is, if you guys haven't played around with Labs, like that's like a toy factory.
This might get me into Discord.
I'm telling you, like, and, you know, I'm just going to say that right now. I was going to post it over the weekend. All of you guys that are in Slack, you're gonna find Discord one day. And when you do, you're going to be so pissed that you thought Slack was, like, the end-all be-all of what you needed. And it absolutely rubs me so raw because I have probably about 8 Slacks, and they're all in different things, and you got to open them differently, and you have to move to the different. Yeah, you don't have to do that in Discord. It's all in just one place, and you just click between your channels. I don't want to get into it. One day. So this is our ending site, I think. Yep. I wish I could view this in large, but I don't want to mess with it. Please share your Opal first. Public. Everybody can see it. And actually, this is great. We'll put this in the post. And
you made this on this Opal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this was, I want to say, like, I was playing around with it, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something like that. I wish I could actually go to this, though. Okay, well, at least people can play with it, but I'll bring this over. That works. So here's the website that it generated. It's based on skydiving, and then I forget the topic of it. Oh, I think I was picking skydiving locations. Yep, scenic locations, unique experiences, experience the thrill. So here's the video that it made. Right? Like, do you need more than that, though? If you're just getting up and running, right?
Yeah.
Like, the video could be better. Obviously, it could be going down instead of, like, gliding or whatever. But you never know. You never know what direction he's going, how fast he's going. It's semi-believable, right? So then we've got our blog content separated out, too. Oh, we missed a picture. But it even put the accessibility in there. Yep.
Yeah.
Alt text. Got a nice little pull out quote there. Wow. I don't know why I missed the images so badly. That sucks. And I wish you had like a thing. We'll see. Maybe in the console. I just don't want to get rid of this right now. Just in case. But yeah, I mean, like this. The multi-page? That would have been sick. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, that sucks. I knew it. So, yeah. Okay.
Did we have this.
I think we might have this other one, though. We've got another one coming, folks. Don't worry about it. I was like, just in case, start one on Lego, like the Lego one. We'll see what happens. It should pop up soon. But yeah, we did lose it, unfortunately. So yeah, if somebody wants to, I'll share the link to this, and then it's free because it's Google. It's free. So like, we're not playing around with something that eventually you're going to have to pay for and sign up to a subscription to. This is the abundance that we've been talking about, right? So like, this cost you money on Canva, and now it doesn't. And it's probably better than Canva, and it's an app, so you can literally host it and have it on your phone and be doing this off of your phone and have your content get generated for you in whatever way, hopefully soon. But to me, and like, it doesn't have to go to a web page. I just did this because you guys know how I am. If something's going to do stuff, I want to see if it can do all the things. So I wanted to push it to the limit and see, hey, can we combine all of this stuff into a web page? And it's sickening to me that it actually can do that. No joke, I am absolutely going to add more lab stuff, audio stuff, music. I'm going to use music as the background for the webpage. And if it can actually like build all that kind of stuff out, Wix is dead. Right? Like, I don't see the point in Wix right now. Like, I just built Wix. I just built Wix. What's the difference, right? Like, yeah. It's very much the same thing. So if I can pick this up and go host it elsewhere, which, you know, what could you do with this? Well, you could walk over to another Google free product, Firebase Studio, which is Replit for free. And even I wasn't saying that a couple months ago when it came out. I said it was a chunk of shit when it first came out, because it was. And now it's not. Like, now it's definitely a really nice IDE that you can use to build whatever projects you want to and have Gemini built into them. Let's see. Let's do a virtual Lego. Let's see. Lego. What does the sample app do? Cool. Fine. So we'll start Firebase. So like, in a couple clicks, right? Based on like this one, hopefully soon. Hopefully it's going to be baller if it's taking this much time. But in a couple clicks, like three sentences. In one sentence over here with a selection, I have a web page, and in literally one statement, I have an app going. Both related to the same thing. I have my Lego website hopefully showing up soon, and then I'll have my Lego app showing up soon, right? Inside of 10 minutes, five tops, really. I mean, if we're talking about the actions, inside of 5 minutes, and then if we're talking about the content, inside of 10 minutes, right? To me, it's this is insane. Like, I don't know anybody who's watching this and thinking anything other than, like, wow, I got to go do this right now. Cause like my brain just lights on fire when I see stuff like this, no pun intended. And I can't get enough of it. No joke. Like, I posted a video the other night, but legitimately I will sit here sometimes like this and just have them all going and have Firebase here while I'm doing something elsewhere. Oh, wow. So this is like, create a new workspace within Firebase Studio. Just seeing this. I don't even know. This is something else. I don't even know. Yeah. Save, I guess. Santorini trip, 50th birthday.
We are witnessing a new digital infrastructure
amazing
being created before our eyes. And I don't think anybody realizes the impact of this. Because on my side, I'll share my screen again. Yep. I got into to Comet yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Right. So as I thought about like talking about Opal today, Comet's right here and I get to answer it. First of all, summarize the video. Like that was an available prompt for me because I was looking at the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
It summarizes it. And then I say, is this an easier N8N? Opal is best for simple AI-powered apps experimenting with Google AI and anyone who wants to automate routines without learning workflow, logic, or code, which is everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Right? Meanwhile, still got Opal because... up. And let's have some fun. I picked City Builder.
Nice.
So specify the game genre. Let's do side scrolling.
And again, like to me, I don't know how else to put it besides it feels like you're playing with toys. But at the same time, you're doing content.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so this is what's crazy is post-scarcity. Like you'll hear us talk, like say these two words, abundance and post-scarcity economics, where what we live in now is artificial scarcity economics, right? The company decides how much the product costs. You don't. It doesn't matter what you think it costs. They will decide what it is you're supposed to pay. Post-scarcity, right? When too many machines are around, when too many automations are around, when too many robots are around, when too many self-building applications are around, you can't price things anymore. It can't cost anything because it's too easy to do it. This rips N8N in half. Like there's no tomorrow. If you've used N8N, now I'm not saying that from the perspective of this is more powerful than N8N. I'm not saying that. This doesn't include a database. It doesn't include a lot of the fancy stuff. It doesn't include like self-learning. It's not really an agentic thing. It's more of an application thing. But if you are trying to build out an agentic style application and you want to get a feel for what that's like and actually do it without having to go get an API, without having to go learn JSON packages, without having to learn how to set up a Supabase and do all that, like it's complicated. N8N is for developers, hands down. I have no problem admitting that. It's definitely a developer AI tool. This is not. This is a, oh, did you want to do something cool? Go do something cool tool. Hands down. I mean, it is the easiest. I have played with a lot of no code, quote agents / high powered automations. This is the best one. It's the best one. The only thing that it's missing is like more complex configuration. And I almost don't want to see it. Right. I want to see Google do something where like I connect my GitHub, I connect my sources, and those just become cards that I put in that have all this predetermined stuff in them, right? Like a GitHub kit, and it's already got like those options, and you pick, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this before, like Google is already connected to everything. So on the N8N side, right, you got to build all that and hope it's there. Google is among the most connected, you know, app stacks available, if not the most connected, because they got to it before Microsoft did, basically. Mm-hmm. And like one of the things that it talked about, like N8N is best for businesses, developers, or power users who want to connect many services, create advanced automations, or host their workflows. Or they don't trust Google for some reason. Like then they'll go over and use tools like that, which more often than not, right? Like the complaints about using Chrome or Google Meet or whatever, right? Mm. So we've got this game concept here and this trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Key art. And again, this is not like the immediate value that should be understood, which usually isn't, because we think about projects like all together and like how do we get to the finish? this part where you're building concept and proof of concept and trying to communicate what you want to someone else, whether they're a developer or not, is the hardest part, like, to get started. And when you don't get that part right, like, iteration goes from like one or two to 10 or 20, right? And that makes project costs go up and all these things. So even if you still need, like, to put it on your website somewhere, like, don't start there. Don't start in the website itself. Like, you can get so much farther, so much faster by coming here and trying things instead of sending it to the dev, having it come back, not look the way you want it, then giving them more instruction that's probably awkward and hard to follow. Then they come back with another iteration. It's not what you want. Now we're 3 weeks out. We haven't made any real progress. Like, that's the kind of enabler this is, and just pulling ideas out of people on the team that usually feel locked out because they don't know how to speak in terms that devs understand or that creatives understand, or just all these gates we put up between each other because of the knowledge gap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is what democratization of knowing how to do things looks like, because nobody wants to learn workflow logic or code. Like, I'm sorry. And nobody should now. Like, if you want to learn code for fun, like, go for it. But man, what happens when AI figures out its own code base and you are incapable of learning it? Right? Like, gonna have these little craft shops of like basically 8-bit code projects popping up everywhere. Yeah, folks. I don't know how you I know how you don't get excited about it. you don't have time to think about business actually being fun, your goals don't allow for it. Or your structure at work, like, frowns upon it, right? Yep. Like, we run into things like, oh, it's Google. They're bad. I don't know why they're bad. I just don't like them.
They just are. Yeah.
Right? And it's like, no, we gotta get past that. I mean,
I think at some point we will. At some point, people will come to this realization that, like, oh, this stuff is real. Like, this is actually reality and it is doable. And I can do this stuff, right? Cause I think a lot of it comes down to people who really do. Like, I people tell me, like, oh, I can't learn it, or, oh, I don't know that I can, handle that, or I don't know that I can grasp the concepts or whatever. It's so much easier. Like, there's a reason why it's coding with natural language, so that you don't have to, like, go learn the complexity of it, right? Like, I talked to one of my friends yesterday, and you know, we talk about, like, oh, what do jobs look like in the future? And I told him, like, well, I'm kind of experiencing it now, where basically I have just an asinine amount of ideas in my head, like, minute to minute. And rather than me having to wait and develop and, you know, go set something up and, like, oh, I wish this app existed or whatever it is. No, I just spin up another IDE and off I go. Right. Like, there's no, it's crazy to
there's
me.
No delay.
No, no.
Then, like, our instant gratification, dopamine loving selves.
Yeah.
Are going to take advantage of it. Like, this is the thing, like, as it relates to business, when these tools are in front of your team and they ask for help and don't get it, it's never been easier to take your own action to try and solve the problem, whatever it is. Right? And, like, the value of that goes up to 10x, 100x. When you do it intentionally, when you actually give me the tools and say, yeah, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be your hand holder. You've got, you know, PhD level knowledge in your pocket. That's your damn hand holder. Let me show you how to talk to that. And I'll see you next week. Right? Like,
yep.
Man. So we're at the end of another one. hopefully you don't mind us sharing these amazing tools with you every day. It's important. Find a way, even if you can't at work, you know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day of your free time. Oh, we'll go so far right now
to
keeping you in the loop and just be ready to take advantage when you have the opportunities. Or maybe it shows you some new opportunities and you create some new value for yourself. So until tomorrow, my friends, everybody have a great Wednesday.
See ya.